Chapter 40. Pa wanted to help choose the music for the ceremony, so he invited us one night to Clarence House for dinner and a concert. He brought out his wireless and we began sampling music. Wonderful music, all kinds of music. He wholly endorsed our desire to have an orchestra rather than an organist, and he played an assortment of orchestras to get us in the mood. After a time, we segued into classical, and he talked about his love of Beethoven. Meg spoke about her own deep feeling for Chopin. She'd always loved Chopin, she said, but in Canada she grew dependent on him because Chopin was the only thing that could soothe Guy and Bogart. She played them Chopin day and night. Pa smiled sympathetically. As one piece ended, he quickly reloaded his wireless, began humming or tapping his foot to the next. He was airy, witty, charming, and I kept shaking my head in amazement. I knew Pa loved music, but I never knew he loved it this much. Meg evoked so much in him, qualities I'd rarely seen. In her presence, Pa became boyish. I saw it, saw the bond between them growing stronger, and I felt strengthened in my own bond with him. So many people were treating her shabbily. It filled my heart to see my father treating her like the princess she was about to, maybe born to, become.